This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning and welcome to What's Going On with Camille, where I endeavour to bring you as much information about what is happening in our beautiful region, the Wairarapa. I love this place. Happy Valentine's Day, you mother lovers. It is so cool to have you guys here with me. I've got two guests in the studio. I've got Kylie and Kane, who are coming in to talk about two completely separate things. So let's not get that mixed up. And after I've finished speaking to them, I'm going to chuck on a song, chuck them out, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you more about what is happening in this region of ours, especially those water restrictions. They've gone hardcore. Hardcore, I tell you. You can't even water your gardens now. If you want to, collect the water from your dishes, you're pouring the water off your peas, cool it down first, discovered that last night. Also, collecting water in your shower, chuck a bucket next to you and collect that to water those plants. It's really serious, guys. This is a serious thing about the water in Masterton. Those rivers are really low, and I don't think I've ever seen them this low. So I'll talk about that later and what that means to everybody here on What's Going On. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
Welcome. So you contacted the station a few weeks ago about something that you are doing and are involved in. And what is that?
So it's the Children's Day event, yes. Which is how Children's Day, International Children's Day, is held every year anyway.
What and day?
It's usually the first weekend in March, but of course Golden Shears takes over. Yeah. And Masterton,
it's a good thing. Yeah, sorry.
So we do it this weekend after. So this year it's the 9th of March, Sunday, okay. The 9th of March, 10 till 3.
Oh, wow. And where's that going to be?
So down at the green space next to the big wooden playground.
We love that space.
It's such a cool space.
Yeah.
But not quite big enough for what we're doing this year. Because we're a bit bigger this year. Ooh. So we've got the Māori Wardens are putting the stage up for us.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking for acts. We've got a few guest appearances and we've got a few things booked for the stage, which I won't divulge today.
No, don't give it all away.
Yay. Looking for kids groups that would like to do some acts or anything that can get kids doing some stuff. And I'm not talking just little kids, youth, going right up to the age of 19.
Yes.
We've also got some community groups that'll be there, which around our focus for this year, which is child youth mental health.
Absolutely important. Very important.
So just some groups down there that families can interact with before needed.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, that is going to be exciting. So behind... So it is an international event, which is really, really cool, International Children's Day. And bringing the awareness to addiction and mental health within the youth is so important. So you're wanting to kind of get it so people can, before it gets too bad, they can make awareness around where people can reach out to and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, parents can find it really difficult too, and they're dealing with kids that are struggling, and it's hard to find help.
Yeah.
So at least if they're seeing these organisations out there in that kind of format, and also kids, it's hard for kids to engage in.
Yeah.
Because when kids are in that spiral, it's not until they want to engage that they will. So hopefully that's a little wee connection built before it's going to be needed.
Yeah.
And the fabulous thing, Trust House Limited have come on board with us again this year.
They're fantastic.
They are amazing. Yeah. John, Leanne and the team, honestly, I can't rave about them enough.
Yeah.
And they are providing all the activities in the park for free. So we've got the train, we've got the mini golf, we've got the pool. So for all the kids to play free, there will be there will be some charges across the place varying for adults and gold coin donations.
Yeah.
The pool have agreed they're going to donate that to a local child youth mental health organisation.
That is really cool.
I'm working with the train on that as well.
Yeah.
We are trying to get the pedal boats up and running, but like you were just saying about the water restrictions,
the
water's really, really low in the pond. And so that's why the boats, a lot of people online have been asking why have the boats not been on.
Oh, understandable,
Yeah, because it damages the bottom of the boat. So
of course.
Hopefully we can get those going as well.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And is there going to be food? I have to ask, is there going to be food?
The old food trucks, they're definitely going to be there. The Rad Pad, Laura at the Rad Pad's going to be open and having the coffees going.
We love that place.
Oh, she does the best coffee.
Yeah, she does.
So, we've got like a mix. We've got the But there's like Thai, there's kind of like a bit of Asian fusion going yum. On. There's your normal takeaways and fast food.
Oh, yeah, yum.
Working on a couple of others, which I would be surprised.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Not a lot of food. There's only probably 4 food trucks. I kind of wanted to keep that to a minimum and make them rest of the space to be usable for sites. But also the Waka Kotahi trailer is going to be there from the Masterton Council.
Oh, that's cool.
Who, again, have really, really been amazing support for this event and helping with all the administration and setup.
Yeah.
So that'll be there. The Cancer Society trailer will be there. So we'll be got you slathered in sunscreen.
Good, yes. It's the best anti-wrinkle cream on the market. Sunblock.
It is.
Sunblock.
It is. It's perfect. And also maybe some other kind of kids sports things going on, which again, I'm in the process of negotiating.
We love this.
There'll be some really fun, really, really fun things to watch.
Yeah.
And different things that are not kind of active or typical out there.
Yeah, and absolutely. So this sounds like you are setting up an amazing environment for families to bring their kids down. And it's not just going to be fun. It's also going to be quite educational and lots to do. And that's really important. Things like this are really important. It's easy to just see something on Facebook, social media, and then read it and then scroll and you forget. You're on to the next thing, you know. So actually being able to physically take your kids to something fun in such a cool environment as well. There's so many cool things in the extended park around it, which is amazing as well. Very lucky to have this in Masterton. So I think this is such a good thing, and I'll definitely be promoting it until it happens, and I'll probably pop down because I don't live far and there's going to be food. So.
One last thing just to add before I be quiet. King Street Artworks, even at King Street Artworks, has been amazing, and we're looking at having like a canvas. And I'm hoping to grow on that, because what I want to see happen is the kids are actually more involved in this day. And step one is they can come down and paint or do anything on a canvas, and that creates our poster for next year.
Oh, that's brilliant. Imagine making your mark on that. That would be so good.
Totally.
Very, very cool. And I love that the community is behind you in this, and the council. We love that, and Trust House. Oh, this show is brought to you by Trust House. I keep forgetting to say that. But no, Trust House sponsors this show. Thank you, Trust House. And I think it's amazing that the community that we have is just absolutely amazing. Kylie, thank you so much. That is on Saturday the 9th of March.
Sunday the 9th of March.
So even better. What a way to spend the last day of your weekend. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No, obviously, this is just so cool. And I am going to have you back on another show at some point, and we're going to hear more about you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, you are tuned to 92.7 RFM, your community-based access station. I probably got that all wrong. This is the show, What's Going On, where I endeavour to tell you what's going on in the Wairarapa, and it is brought to you by Trust House. We love Trust House. Thank you so much. Kane.
Kia ora.
It's the second time I've had you here, and this is absolutely brilliant. That just shows that what you are doing is working.
It just means I'm a sucker for punishment.
Yeah, and that. Yay, I love that attitude. Nah, it's brilliant. So what I've got you to come in and tell us about again is the fantastic work that you're doing through High Voltage, the vinyl fairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we get into the next one that you have coming up, I just want to talk about how I've been since I first engaged with you about this, and I came to the vinyl fair that you had at the YMCA, and it was brilliant, and there were familiar faces, and it didn't surprise me that those familiar faces were there. It's a really cool crew of people who are behind you in this as well, the people that bring their boxes of vinyl and T-shirts and badges and stuff like that. Really reminiscent of the 80s and 90s for me. I enjoyed that. So that was really cool to see. And the amount of people that come through, and they're serious. They're serious people, serious buyers. And it's not just that you've done that. You now have, what do we call them, crates?
I call them pop-ups. So I've got a little pop-up down in Featherston at Common Ground, the little gallery event space down there.
Oh, where is that in Featherston?
It's on the main drag.
Yeah.
I don't actually know the address.
It's no, that's terrible, fine. Isn't it? It's not that big for some people.
Near the op shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, got some crates down there. And then I also have a single crate here at Sacred Art Tattoo Studio.
And that's brilliant.
Just a little selection of some top stuff. So you can pop in and have a browse while you're waiting for your tattoo or your piercing.
And you change it.
Yeah, monthly it's a new crate.
That's brilliant.
Although sometimes a bit slack and it takes me a couple extra weeks to get that monthly crate change, but we get there.
Good things take time, Kane.
Absolutely.
And no, I absolutely like that because it's really cool. And vinyl has never gone out. Gone out of fashion. Anyone who says, vinyl's coming back, I'm like, where'd it go? What do you mean?
Right, that's right. Just simmered down for a while.
It's fantastic. So what have you got happening very soon?
Cool. So the next vinyl fair is in Featherston, Anzac Hall, on the 1st of March.
I'll get you to hold that up in front of you. The camera's focused on you. And I bet it'll change. Yeah, there we go.
People, you might see a few of these around town. Oh, stop chatting. Me. Focus on me, camera.
That's not working. It's not going to. Chuck it over here.
Okay, try again.
Do you know what?
It'll flip around as soon as you do that. So we have a vinyl fair from 10 till 2.
See, there you go. I'll hold it up.
There we go, everyone.
Hey, this is not working.
The magic of television. It's not working, but please keep talking.
No, that's cool. So we have vinyl fair from 10 till 2 at Anzac Hall. Fantastic venue. And because I'm a sucker for punishment and want to organise more things, I've thrown on a couple of bands as well. So we have locals, the Coffin Fits, coming down to do their rockabilly, psychobilly
jams. We love the Coffin Fits. I've had Elton. I had him on my show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. And they'll actually be performing. Summer Hummer. They're at Summer Hummer if you want to catch them before this event.
I know. This weekend, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, next weekend. 22nd.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. Let's not go too early. Don't turn up at the park, there'll be no one there. And a new band as well who have just formed out of Wellington called Lazy Susan.
Are they a new band?
They are. One of the members lives over here, but they do classic punk and emo covers from the early 2000s.
Do they?
Yeah, so your My Chemical Romance, Green Day, that sort of stuff. And they'll be closing the event because they're loud and noisy.
Yeah, we love that. We absolutely love loud and noisy.
It'll be full on rock and roll to end the day in the middle of a wadded up afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is going to be absolutely brilliant. And you were talking about bring cash, people. Bring cash.
Yeah, bring cash. Not many the vendors have FPOS, so it'll be bank transfer or cash.
Cash is what we all deal in. Yeah.
And there's 12 vendors locked in from all around the Lower North Island. They've all got a variety of stuff.
Wow.
So no matter what style or genre of music you like, there'll probably be something
for you. Yeah, absolutely. And you were talking about the venue, the Anzac Hall, how amazing it is. So does that get used quite a lot?
I don't know. You'd have to ask South Wye Council.
Have you had...
This is my second event there.
Yeah.
But as soon as I walked in, I was like, yep, this is it.
This is
the venue for South Wye. I found the YMCA up here is a really good space as well.
It actually really is.
I will flip-flop between them as I organise my events.
Yeah, so because the Anzac Hall is quite old, isn't it? And you're saying it was used...
Yeah, it's really old. It's a lovely old wooden building.
Is it?
It's really beautiful. Just even if you don't like records and you've never been to Anzac Hall, pop in sometime and drop by and check it out. It's really cool.
I think that's great. And you buy vinyl as well.
I certainly do.
Yeah. But it's got to be good stuff, guys, and you can't have any scratches or stuff like that.
Hit me up, you know. I love anything, so I have a massive collection of all sorts of trash and treasure.
Yeah, do you love album art?
I certainly do. Yeah,
amazing.
I'm going through a bit of a phase at the moment of listening to really bad music, like the 70s Moog synthesizers and all that sort of stuff. And some of the album covers of that are phenomenal. You know, when they're covering Beethoven or whatever. He's a space-age Beethoven records. It's bizarre. I love it.
Oh, you remind me of bands that I flattered with in the early 90s in Wellington. And that was like, well, I think I got it a Moog.
We do, because that's how it's spelled, but it's actually said Moog.
Moog, that's good to know.
I've only just changed that recently because there's a Moog Museum
in
the States.
Wow.
And I would love to go there at some point
just to
nerd out, even though I can't play a lick.
You just want to go nerd out.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to see the machines.
It's not really
nerdy,
cool.
It's been a groupie, isn't it? Groupies in a
Moog. You're a Moog groupie. You're a Moogie.
You're Moogie.
That's brilliant.
I've been told many things in my life.
No, that's absolutely brilliant. So this is on Saturday, the 1st of March at Anzac Hall in Featherston,
yes,
from 10 till 2.
Mm-hmm.
Bring cash. Cash is king. And I'd just be really cool to go down and try and buy a Coffin Fits t-shirt because I reckon they look cool.
Yeah, they've got some great merch coming out. Yeah,
yeah, awesome. It's really, really cool. And I absolutely love the picture that you have on the poster as well. Very, very cool. And do you design these yourself?
I have a friend who does this. He has a little side hustle doing design work, so I hit him up and I pay him in coffee. So
yeah, that's brilliant. Do you know what? I need a poster for my other show. That'll be freaking cool, actually, if he's going to do cool stuff like that and the colours. Look, Kane, I thank you again for coming in and telling us about this. I love it when you do that. I'm really looking forward to interviewing you properly and finding out more stuff about the Moogie.
Don't dig too deep.
No. Oh, yeah, I know, right?
What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah, yeah. What happens in the studio stays in the studio. Well, that's a good one, actually. Guys, thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Kane, both for coming in. I'm looking forward to catching up with you both in the future. It's always a pleasure when you guys come in. Guys, I had to pick a song on the really fast this morning, and I saw Back on 74, and that's the year I was born, so I was like, of course I'm going to have to play it. So this is Back on 74 by Jungle. Sounds like the end of the song, but it's still going. So anyway, that was Back on 74 by Jungle. You're listening to Camille on the show What's Going On, where I endeavour to tell you as much as I can about what is happening in our beautiful region, Te Wairarapa. It is a beautiful day here. I have just had Kane Harris and Kylie come in. Kylie talked about Children's Day, which is fantastic, on Sunday the 9th of March. So many fantastic things happening there. If you need to find out any information, you can call into the station. information, and I will give you Kylie's details. Kane talking about the vinyl fair coming up on Saturday, the 1st of March. Fan-frickin-tastic. Right, I've got other things to tell you about that I have here. What is happening in our region. Now, don't forget that where is it? Oh, my goodness. I know that there is a disco coming up. Just a quick reminder about our Masquerade Disco this Friday, the 15th of Feb, till 6 till 8 p.m. Don't worry if you don't have a mask. We'll have some spares if you want to wear one. Book your ticket by now for $10 by emailing coordinator@mahitahitatu.nz. Also, otherwise it will be $15 on the night. Look, also, you can find out more by going to the Mahitahitatu Charitable Trust page on Facebook. So that is fantastic and a lot of fun as well, and a really good cause. Thanks, Trust House, for sponsoring the show. I think you guys are awesome, so thank you very, very much. This Saturday, we'll have a spinning display this week at the Wairarapa Farmers Market, a great chance to see if it might tempt your creative juices. If you've got a bit behind on the whole Valentine's Day stuff, we will have some gorgeous freshly cut flowers, posies and bouquets to save the day. Maybe your mum needs to feel special too. TK Wild Gourmet Pies will have some amazing combinations. How about shucked power or creamy scallop mornay? Oh my goodness, to tempt you. I'm so tempted. Or maybe some fresh bread from their camp oven to go with King's Mead cheese. Helen's Honey will be there, and Gladstone Garden with their fresh beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, plums and pears. Songbird Cottage is featuring embroidered doorstops this week, and Don's recycled wooden toys will also include some bird feeders. Bird feeders are cool. We'll have handmade jewellery, cushions and copper wire creations. Peg aprons, they are so handy, guys. Tea towels and pottery. Macchiato will provide coffee, and there are plenty of toys for the kids to play with. Hope we see you at the Wairarapa Farmers Market in the Solway Showgrounds off Judd's Road between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday. Well, isn't that just fantastic? I think that's really cool. I want to talk to you about, look, I have it here, I promise you. I want to talk to you about the water restrictions and how they have been tightened. That there is a total ban. I thought that I had it on a email there, but what I'll do is look on the council, Masterton District Council page, and hopefully we'll have some more information there. So I told you the other day about how there was a possibility that there would be, I can't find it, there's a possibility that there would be a total water ban that is now happening. So just know that you cannot water your garden with your handheld hose. If you need to water your garden, which we do, especially if we're providing for our families with the food that we grow. Collect water while you're having a shower by having a bucket next to you. Save the water from when you drain your veggies, anything like that. Just try and be smart about it. We don't want you losing your gardens and those precious, precious veggies. We don't want any of that happening. So, the total ban there. So, East Side Festival is happening this weekend at Majuro Park on Saturday. It's fantastic. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. There's over 30 food stalls happening. I know all of this off by heart now because I love promoting these good things. Over 30 food stalls. There's going to be amazing entertainment that everyone is going to love. Not everyone, but we try. there's going to be Stars in Their Eyes competition with first prize 500, second prize 250, third prize 100. There's going to be a silent auction raising money for Kim's Way, which is absolutely fantastic as well. I will be talking on my other show to Stella Lennox at some point about Kim's Way. So that is a really good thing to get into. So yeah, this weekend, Eastside, let's do it. It's going to be fantastic. So I am really looking forward to that. I am now going to, I don't know. I was going to put on another song just to break up the momentum here that we've got going. I just can't find anything at the moment. I'm really not going to play Ace of Spades, am I? How are you today? What are you doing? It is already 18 degrees outside and absolutely sunny. So what sort of song are we going to play? We're going to play this one. All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. It sounds like a hot song.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. I got distracted there. Oh, my goodness. I got caught up in drama, didn't I? I'm not a drama llama. I just got caught up in a bit of drama there. That was The Watchtower. That was a radio edit by Jimi Hendrix. You are listening to What's Going On with me, Camille. Thank you, Trust House, for bringing us the show, for sponsoring the show. Hey, it's sadly Majestic Theatre has taken its final bow, I just read. And that's been there forever, that place. So thanks, guys, for bringing that. Are you moving? What's going on? Oh, it's a fresh start awaits. So that's really cool. So this is me flicking through the paper. The Summer Hummer is going to be on February the 22nd at 1:30. They're expecting an amazingly big crowd. It's going to be fantastic, at least 5,000 people. Don't we love that? I love that. This sounds fantastic. Entry to Summer Hummer 2025 is by $2 donation. The Coffin Fits will be playing. That's going to be amazing. Another local band and some other very, very cool very, very cool musician. So this is going to be absolutely cool. Looking forward to that, no doubt. I'll talk more about it next week as I flick through the paper to find out things. Castle Point Races. How cool is this? Come on, come all. Come one, come all to Castle Point Racing Club's annual races. So that's going to be on Saturday the 15th of March. Oh, you could probably get out there and have a look at them and then come back into town for the I don't know what. Actually, I got that one mixed up. So sorry, people. I don't usually get this mixed up. That's a bit silly of me, isn't it? You are listening to What's Going on RFM 92.7. Harvest Moon are playing at the Cardison's Event Centre. Timeless Americana and country music featuring a dazzling array of instruments, sweet harmonies, and fun tickets. $30. So that's going to be at the Cardison Event Centre. So that's really cool. And the Wairarapa Arts Festival. Kakakano is starting. We are thrilled to announce the brand new Wairarapa Arts Festival. This exciting new event program will showcase a diverse array of performing arts, music and film, offering something for every taste. This is going to be amazing. You can go check them out at the... This is another thing brought to you by the Cardison Event Centre. For program information and tickets, you can go to them. That is absolutely awesome. Don't we love it when we hear stuff like this happening in our town? I do. I think this is a brilliant little town. And then you've got the Ngawi 21st to 23rd Fishing Competition, the Ngawi Big Free, thousands of dollars worth of prizes. So that's over 100 boats will be doing that. There's a huge write-up in your Wairarapa midweek paper about that, which is fantastic. Look, it goes for pages and pages. So very, very cool. What else have we got going on? Oh, did you guys hear about that boy that lost his lizard? Oh, my goodness. He lost a beloved lizard. Spent 5 days on his own, the lizard, not the boy, dodging cats, cars and dogs and finally coming home. Oh, Sparks, the three-year-old Australian blue tongue skink, escaped out of his cage on the 30th of January, but he's been found. There's a wonderful picture of the young boy it belongs to holding him. He's very, very happy to have that back. He's lucky to have that back. Gosh, there's some mean cats in this town. And yes, absolutely. So look, I've covered pretty much everything I can today. There's a lot going on. If you know of anything else that's going on, let me know. Just let me know here at Arrow FM. It's not hard to find out how to get a hold of us. Thank you for listening to my show today. What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. I have enjoyed your company and I really enjoyed my guest company, Kylie and Kane, this morning. So thank you so much and go forth and have a really good Valentine's Day. See you later.